Hello and welcome to the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann, a listener-supported program. This is the year-end look back for 2013, and also a look forward to what's in store for 2014. Also, if you're new to the show, this is a good place to start. First, I'd like to begin by thanking everyone who took the time to donate some of their capital, be that social, financial, or otherwise, to help make this show a success. Without your ongoing support, this wouldn't be possible. If you'd like to lend a hand to make this next year an even more impressive one than the one behind us, consider how you can help. Find out more at thepermaculturepodcast.com/support. Now then, let's look back over 2013 and see what was there, in case you missed anything, and then at what 2014 has in store for us. If my count is correct, and I won't say that it is, there were 65 episodes released this past year. Along the way, the various guests covered a broad range of topics, and looking through my notes, I found that the shows broke down into three main areas and then kind of a catch-all. They were food and farming, financial and professional permaculture, permaculture, past, present, and future, and building a permaculture world. That last one's for those ones that didn't fit cleanly under any of the other headings. You'll find all those episodes as part of a year-end index in the show notes at thepermaculturepodcast.com/2013/review. The majority of the shows from this past year were the conversations with guests. Using my unscientific method of comments, questions, and feedback received throughout the year, the top five episodes were, in no particular order, The Gift by Matt Winters, Wilson Alvarez and Ben Wise, Ethan Hughes, Larry Santoyo, Dave Jackie. If this is your first time listening to the show, those are the best place to start. Also, of all the interviews recorded so far, Ethan Hughes continues to be the guest who I receive the most responses about. And of course, since he's been on the show twice, you should start with his first interview from 2012. Give it a listen and see why he's such an interesting guest for this conversation about permaculture. Behind the scenes, quite a lot happened as well. Many of you have been kind of following along with me on that, either from being longtime listeners or from joining in the discussions on Facebook. Some of the 2013 milestones include creating the current release schedule with one interview every Tuesday and some additional infrequent shows coming out on a Friday or Sunday, the first online PDC Plus launched on July 1st, 2013. I've got some great participants in the class doing incredible work. They graduate on July 1st, 2014. So keep an eye out for them in the permaculture community in the next few years. I think they'll be doing a lot of good and bringing about all kinds of change. I've also moved to recording live in-person interviews when possible. The podcast website is now on a new server, which vastly improved the download and response times for the site. And most surprisingly for me, all this happened while I wore the hats of my many roles, including parent, husband, friend, student, colleague, and all the others in between. Some days I don't know how it all happens, but it does. Thank you for being with me as part of this ride and all the strange, interesting places it's gone. But that brings us to what 2014 has in store. I've started opening up the interviews to allow more time for guests and I to speak, if they're able. This means that instead of just recording an hour or so of audio that then gets edited into a show, I wind up speaking with them sometimes for several hours. I find that that's long enough to release several episodes from one conversation, but it also allows the guest and I to dig more deeply into the topic at hand. Second, some of those conversations have caused me to consider my position with the podcast and sharing this information with the world. A lot of that stems from the interviews with people who offered some critiques of permaculture, and with that, identifying the need to build the so-called invisible structures so that they become part of our visible world. And that's taken prominence in my own thinking. Long before I ever considered working with technology and computers, I was a sociology-anthropology dual major when I was heading off to college. And I had this deep desire to learn more about people, how we live, how we interact, and how it all fits together. So those ideas of the non-physical arrangements that can build a better world really tap into that side of myself, and it's something that I'm looking to explore more in the coming year. Don't worry, though. That doesn't mean I'm going to quit producing the show or that I'll stop speaking with anyone and everyone in the world of permaculture Sharing everyone's stories continues to be important to me and essential to the overall mission of this show to make permaculture accessible to anyone with an internet connection. Rather, what I'm doing is working on arranging interviews with multiple guests around a particular topic related to the subjects we now think of as invisible. One such conversation is about faith and caring for the earth. I know that a large number of people in the world connect with one another in their community through their shared religion. You'll get to hear perspectives from numerous different faiths in the process of having this conversation. Another of interest to me is nonviolent communication and restorative justice, so that we can find ways to connect with other people and build a more peaceful, supportive world. Those larger pieces create the interview arc you can expect in 2014 to cover those invisible, socioeconomic, community-oriented pieces of the puzzle. I've already begun recording interviews on these subjects, with more big topics to be added as the year progresses. To add more voices to the conversation and so you can hear a wider variety of differing perspectives, I'm working with some of my local colleagues to develop a series of recorded roundtable discussions. Essentially, I'll present a question or idea to the assembled group, and they'll discuss it so that it can be recorded, possibly even in front of a live audience who could be asking follow-up questions to the discussion. Using those additional recordings, my plan is to release 75 episodes of the regular show in 2014, based around a 50-week production schedule. So, around 50 interviews and other conversations, plus some of these roundtable discussions, as well as reviews and other topical episodes. And that 75 figure does not include the additional material for support members. And since I've mentioned it, here's what's planned for the membership program. Rather than focus on project-oriented benefits or discounts, though there are a few of those already worked out and will be included for the first year, I'm looking at bringing you more of what you've been asking me for, information about permaculture. With that in mind, in addition to the members-only audio, you can also look forward to written articles from myself and my permaculture colleagues, as well as a series of videos. And those videos include instructional pieces and likely some interviews as well. And because I want to do this right for you, I'm not going to be launching the members program in the beginning of 2014 as was originally planned. With the server change and the programmer that I hired in order to create this membership page in the middle of their own move, the members program is now scheduled to begin on April 1st, 2014. Also, on April 1st, 2014, the next year-long online PDC Plus course begins, with an additional similar PDC Plus scheduled to start July 1st, 2014, and also a 13-week intensive from August to October 2014. That course will also be online. The PDC Plus classes are limited to 15 students, and the intensive will only have 10. Contact me if you'd like more information on any of these programs, or would like to go ahead and pre-register. That covers the retrospective for 2013 and gets everything set for 2014. If you have a question you'd like answered in an upcoming episode, a topic to be discussed at one of the future roundtables, or if there's any way I can help you on your road with permaculture, feel free to contact me. Email show@thepermaculturepodcast.com or call 717-827-6266. You can also join in on the conversations by liking the show on Facebook at facebook.com/thepermaculturepodcast or follow me on Twitter where I am @permaculturecst. May your new year be a peaceful and joyous one. Until the next time, take care of the earth, yourself, and each other. And that little bit of legal. The Permaculture Podcast is released under Creative Commons, Attribution, No Derivatives, Non-Commercial License. Feel free to share the show with whoever you'd like. Just let them know where you got it from and don't change or sell it.